to Ronan Kelly now for a first look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
Thanks, Mary. The Irish Sun has a newspaper scoop this morning if you're into celebrity news. It runs an interview with disgraced TV presenter Philip Schofield over 7 pages. The front page headline is, "I'm broken and ashamed, but not a groomer." He describes his wife's reaction to his admission to an affair as very, very angry. More anger on the front page of the Irish Examiner, this time from The Dáil, featuring TD Michael Collins and Minister of State Pippa Hackett. Michael Collins says that Pippa Hackett described him as an organic farmer. He says the only way she would have known that is because her husband is a farm inspector. Pippa Hackett says she knew it because Michael Collins has mentioned it in The Dáil at least 4 times. Both TDs have written to the Crown Corla demanding an apology from the other. Several papers have sequences of photos of US President Joe Biden tripping, falling and being helped up at an event there yesterday. The Irish Daily Mail has the same photos but also shows a picture of the black sandbag he tripped over under a headline that could be rewritten as the title to a cowboy song, "The Sandbag That Brought Joe Biden Down." The paper that really scores with photos today is the Irish Independent, beginning with its front page picture of Sabina Higgins at Bloom. She's in a pink knee-length dress, holding onto her straw hat and laughing out loud as she plays with a smiling baby in a buggy, wiggling its legs as it holds onto its straw hat. Inside the Independent, more laughing faces as the pupils from a Dublin school for young adults with Down syndrome pose in gowns at their graduation yesterday. They just completed a course on employability skills. Over a few pages in The Independent and there's a photo of a young man in a stab vest standing at the gates of Leinster House looking in. He tells Alan Coyne that he was groomed as a child to work for a drug dealer and he's now backing a new law to stop the same thing happening to other children. And finally, from the photos in today's Irish Independent, in the international news section, a man is shown sitting in a chair, head bowed, beside a big sheet of tinfoil held down by stones. The caption tells us that the photo is from Kyiv, and under the tinfoil is the body of a girl killed in a missile strike. The man sitting in the chair beside her is her grandfather. Back to the front pages, and the Irish News reports that the British government is ploughing ahead with the Windsor framework and is building border posts at the North's ports. The Irish Independent front page lead is that private nursing homes can now be used to house refugees. However, the paper says they'll have to wait for 2 years before change of use because the government is concerned they'll find housing refugees to be more lucrative than caring for older people. The Irish Daily Star reports that among young Irish adults, 6 out of 10 are still living at home with their parents. This is one of the highest numbers in Europe, according to the paper. Also in the Star and in other papers, the Late Late Show presenter story is still making headlines with 2 disappointed men. Marty Morrissey is quoted in the Star saying that he asked for the Late Late job, as did Derek Mooney, who's quoted in the Irish Daily Mail. He says he kept throwing his hat in the ring, but RTE management kept throwing it out again.